Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Dungeon Depths podcast. I'm Olivia Ganey.
And I'm Cameron Ganey.
And my intentions for this podcast are really just for it to be a resource for players and dungeon masters alike. Just something to listen to while you're driving to work, or maybe making a character, or just making your coffee in the morning. So I want it to be kind of short, 15-minute sessions. If you guys want it to be longer, you can let us know. But for right now, we're going to start out with some shorter ones. So first off, Cameron, you want to tell us your personal history with tabletop gaming?
Sure. Well, I learned back in high school, but it wasn't really until the end of college when I started playing with a group on Roll20 that I got a good scope for the game. At this point, I've played with several different groups with Olivia, and I've had the chance both to be a player and to DM. So I feel like I have a really good experience of what D&D is, and I'm really hooked on it, and I hope to keep playing for many years in the future.
Nice. Okay. So my history with D&D, I played with a group in high school for about 2 years, and that sort of really got me into tabletop gaming. We played not only D&D, we played a lot of 4E because that was what was current at the time, but we also played some Call of Cthulhu and some more freeform systems that were a little bit looser, which I really enjoyed. And then I played on Roll20 with you in college. And also now we've had, since college, probably 3 or 4 different groups.
Yeah, that's
and very... I've spent a lot of time playing, but I think for the most part I've DM'd more than I've played. But I quite enjoy it. So we'll go into what are your some of your favorite things about tabletop gaming.
Yeah, well, my experience is mostly with D&D, so I guess that question's just for me centered on what D&D is.
Yeah.
I really love the aspect of character creation. There's really a lot of fun ways to make the numbers play off one another, fun ways to put the powers together. And really now I feel like I'm kind of coming into my own as a role player, but I really first got that enjoyment about how to actually use the game to craft something really unique and powerful. And I think that's where I get most of my enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, definitely. I think my favorite thing is the fact that people, when they play D&D, can kind of lose track of the fact that it's actually a game. I like when there are those moments where everyone at the table is so stressed out by what the DM has put in front of you. And having experienced this as both a player and a DM, I enjoy it both ways, that everyone is just sort of working together like a well-oiled machine. And I love when the reactions to different roles are just so intense, like when everyone at the table cheers when someone has a natural 20, or when everyone sort of slumps in their chairs and puts their, their head in their hands when someone gets a crit fail. Those are some of my favorite moments where you just get lost in the game.
I know what you mean. That's really great.
Yeah. I guess I also like different tropes.
Oh, yes.
I really enjoy seeing when certain tropes are played in the game. Do you have any tropes that you like?
I'll have to think about that for a sec. Do you want to answer first?
I guess so. I guess my favorite trope, I like how it always starts in an inn. But I think my favorite trope is when players have to surrender their weapons before they go into a place. Like, if they're going into the keep of nobility that they have to talk to, or when they are being put in jail for doing something murder hobo-y, when they have to give up their weapons, and there's always one player who has, like, an inordinate amount of weapons on them, whether it's because they've been looting, like, every single corpse of every monster they fought, or just because they have bought a ton of weapons throughout the game, there's always that person who's like pulling out 15 daggers and like an axe, and people are like, what are you doing? You're the cleric. And they're pulling out like a club, and they have like a bunch of shurikens, and people are like, why do you have all of these weapons? And my favorite thing is when the encounter ends before they've even finished pulling out all of their weapons.
Oh, I think my goodness.
That's hilarious.
That is pretty great. Yeah. I think that one of my favorites has to be when the NPC that's been helping you out all along, maybe giving you tips about the villain that you think you're fighting, or giving you the map that you needed to find your way around town, that NPC turns out to be the villain in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so classic, right? But it's so motivating as characters, because you get to the end and you just want to kill that person dead, you know?
Oh, and I love doing that as a DM. I like throwing in the villain at the beginning as someone you wouldn't suspect.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that even as a player, even if I think it's going to happen, like, oh man, I bet that person's going to betray us 5 sessions from now, I still look forward to it as a player. And it's a very fun thing to have happen in a story.
You still want to trust them.
Yeah, and you still are willing to trust them in the beginning. You're exactly right. On the flip side of that, it's even fun to recognize that that's happening and just be unendingly suspicious of that NPC, probably to the frustration of the DM, but all the same, it's fun as a player.
Yeah. So on the subject of, I guess, bad guys, what are some of your favorite D&D monsters? Because there are some really classic ones out there.
One that I've favored recently in a campaign that I have run for you guys is the Chimera. It's a really interesting beast. I mean, it may not be one of the very classic D&D beasts, maybe a more of a mythical beast, but I mean, it's got the 3 heads, it's got the sort of dragon aspect to it, and it keeps the players on their toes.
It does.
For sure it does, and I think it's a very, very interesting and dynamic beast. What about you? I'm curious.
I am super fond of beholders.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. So I have been the DM to have the players fight a beholder, and then have a lich bring that beholder back and then have them fight an undead beholder. Like, I really like... You played that campaign.
I did play that campaign.
I really like beholders. I don't know if it's because of the debuff aspect of the beholders, because I love the fact that when you're in certain beams, you can't do certain things. Like, some are paralytic, some don't allow you to spell cast, all kinds of stuff, or if it's just because they're so versatile. Beholders are intelligent monsters. They're not just the, you know, troll who's been chilling in the mountains, who you run across and who just wants to be violent with you for no reason. Beholders are scary, smart, and typically are the big bad of any campaign that they're in. Very rarely are they working under other monsters, which I think is cool.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite player race? A playable race rather than a monster race?
Oh, that one's a little hard to answer, because at this point I'm still in the stage where I'm really exploring all of the races. And as Olivia mentioned, we play 4E a lot. And I think the race that I've enjoyed playing the most has been the D.Va race. My wizard, Cademan.
For those of us playing 5E, D.Vas are sort of like Asimar.
Yeah.
They're like demigods, sort of?
Sort of. They have this, they're immortal for all intents and purposes. They go through cycles of death and reincarnation, so they're a soul that's been in existence for many, many millennia. And I think that's very fascinating, and
definitely
really helps to bring depth to a character without having to try too hard, I guess. Maybe that's laziness on the part of the character background, but it's really fascinating, and I've enjoyed the D.Va a whole lot.
So you said you play your wizard, Cademan, who is a D.Va. Is he your favorite character that you've played?
Yeah, he's definitely my favorite character. He's the one that I've developed the most, who I've played the longest, and I really enjoy him. My rogue, Rin the Huntress, she is perhaps my second favorite, but Cademan takes the cake for right now.
I think my favorite race of all time is probably dwarves. And I know that's a little weird.
Really?
Like, nobody has dwarves as a favorite race. I mean, everybody likes dwarves, but very few people are like, no, dwarves are what I prefer. And I think it's partially because I like doing the Scottish accent that I attribute to all of my dwarves when I'm DMing and when I'm playing. But
it helps to be able to do a flawless
dwarves.
Accent like that.
No, hardly flawless. But I think it's funny, and I think a lot of players, especially new players, really love hearing their DMs do crazy accents. I think it sets them at ease, especially people who aren't used to role-playing, who haven't played tabletop role-playing games before.
I agree.
But I think my favorite character that I've played is not a dwarf. My favorite character was Illyria, the half-elf alchemist from Pathfinder, who cut off half of her arm to attach her warhammer to it because she thinks it's an intelligent weapon, but really she's just crazy.
She's amazing. I love
she hears it talking to her, and it is not talking to her. I also enjoy playing her because her voice is funny.
Because Illyria talks rather like a 50s housewife, and she wants to be friends with everybody, but she's also, you know, just a little bit insane.
Just a little bit. That was the perfect lightning strike. I don't know if you can hear that, but
yeah, it's right when Illyria said
she's a little bit insane, that was absolutely perfect.
Maybe I'll have to make her a villain eventually if she goes a little bit too crazy. But for now, she's a PC.
Yeah.
So, I think that's it for favorites. I mean, do you have any other favorite things about the game that you want to bring up and talk about before we go into sort of discussing specifics?
You know, the only thing that I was going to mention is just I really love the camaraderie of the game. You know, sometimes it's what makes the game hard to play because you have to play it with many other people. But when you have a group that you've been playing with...
It's hard to find that many other people
exactly.
to play with.
Exactly. Yeah, well, thankfully now with this new resurgence of D&D popularity, it's not quite as difficult. But when you have that really one group that you've been playing with for even just a few weeks or a few months, you start to really look forward to watching them do their one unique roleplay quirk or something like that.
Oh, for sure.
So I think that that's a really special thing about D&D for me.
I like getting attached to other people's characters.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I think this... So the campaign that we're playing right now is... we're about to start a new chapter of it, and it's a campaign that I've been writing. And we have three other characters who have, for about the past year, been pretty active in this world that I've made. And I'm really attached to all of your characters. I don't know how attached you are. I mean, you said Cademan's your favorite.
He's a part of that campaign, and he's definitely my favorite.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm attached to everybody's. We've got Cademan the Wizard. We've got Drez the Warforged. He's a druid now.
Yeah.
And then we've got Rav, who's a half-elf paladin, which is... I mean, you guys span sort of the gamut of...
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
So we're getting kind of close to when I want to finish this episode up, but I want to finish up with some either-or questions for you. This is a game that I've kind of invented, and I think it'll be kind of fun for our listeners to play along as well while we're playing. So,
sure.
It's a game called Either-Or.
Let's do it.
Let's start. All right. So elf or dwarf?
Oh, wow. That's quite a dichotomy.
Yeah.
I'd have to pick elf. I feel like I associate with them a bit.
That's fair. You are very tall and lithe.
Well, perhaps I don't associate with them. I identify with them a bit.
Yeah. If you associated with them, that'd be kind of weird.
That'd be interesting.
All right. Dungeon crawl or quest?
Oh, quest.
Quest?
I'd say quest, yeah.
All right. I'd pick dungeon crawl.
Interesting.
All right. Owlbear or bugbear?
Owlbear.
Owlbear?
Yeah.
Why?
It sounds cooler. And it's like, maybe not quite as creepy, but I feel like the mythical creature lover inside myself is much more fascinated by an owl bear than a bug bear. Anyway,
that's fair. War axe or warhammer?
That's a hard one. I'd have to go with war axe.
A battle axe, I guess.
Well, yeah, battle axe. Yeah. I think I have to go battle axe.
Right, goblin or kobold?
I'd have to go goblin. Kobolds are kind of weird, man. I just, like...
The little lizard people, they bug you?
They do. They bug me. They just rub me a little bit wrong. Now, of course, goblins are annoying, but just not quite the same. I think I like goblins better.
All right, halfling or gnome?
I'd have to go with halfling.
I agree.
Halfling is the classic one. I've never played a gnome. I'm not closed off to it, but I like halflings a lot.
I will say I'm pretty balanced on this one, because I am a Tolkien fan, and I love The Hobbits, but I also am a Dragonlance fan and a Margaret Weiss fan in general, and the Kender are basically gnomes, and I adore Tasselhoff, so. Dragons or beholders? We all know my answer to this one.
Of course. You know, I love a good dragon. Dragons don't necessarily have the debuff aspect of the beholder in every situation, or at least in the same ways as the beholder, but a dragon is a classic monster.
That's true.
And a dragon is...
I mean, it's in the name.
Indeed. And dragons are very dynamic and, you know...
That's true.
Yeah.
Wizard or sorcerer?
Control or raw power, I guess is the question. Yeah. I've played a sorcerer that I love, and I'm currently playing a wizard that I love. It's very hard for me to choose. I think I'll have to go with wizard, though.
Ogre or troll?
Ogre.
All right, fighter or barbarian?
Barbarian, definitely.
Astral sea or elemental chaos?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Caven's from the astral sea. I'll go with the astral sea.
Wow, okay. Speaking as someone who set his most recent campaign partially in the elemental chaos,
that's... You know, that was the fault of the players, but we won't get into that for now.
All right, melee or range?
Range. Range. I'm a spellcaster.
Vecna or Orcus?
Vecna.
Vecna?
Yeah, Vecna.
All right. Yeah. Point buy or rolled stats?
Rolled stats.
Rolled all the way. Stats.
Rolled stats.
For all you point buy folks out there, we have nothing against you, but both of us are fond of the roll 44 or 46 and take the highest three. Although I will say I've played AD&D and I've played rolling 3d6 and in order before, and that is just hard.
It sounds rather difficult.
It is. But it adds a level of interest to the game. All right, playing or DMing?
That's a hard one. That's a really, really hard one. I think I'll have to leave you in suspense on that one.
Okay. I think it depends on the day for me.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, next, campaign or one-shot?
I'll go with campaign.
Me too. Lawful or chaotic?
Chaotic.
Wand or staff?
Interesting. I go with wand.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. Cleric or paladin?
Paladin, I think.
All right, last one. You ready?
Yeah.
D&D or Pathfinder?
I've played a lot more D&D. I think it's a little more balanced, so I'm going to go with D&D.
All right, that's fair. All right, and I guess we're going to leave you with that. This has been the first episode of the Dungeon Deaths podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Cameron. Thanks so much for listening.